We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Dave Brock. Good morning, Coach Brock.
Good morning.
Good morning. A difficult one for you guys on the road at ACC member Wake Forest, come up on the short end of a 38-21 score. As you've gone back and looked at that game, kind of give me your breakdown.
Well, certainly a tough night, and they have a very good team. I think we were very aware of that going into the game. Watching them play Duke, and Duke ended up, I think, with 35 or 38 yards rushing in their game. We knew they had a fantastic front defensively, front seven, really. And they kind of did to us what we really try to do to other people, which is, they ran the ball, stopped the run, and dominated the clock. And we made a couple plays in the first half and gave ourselves some opportunities, got two turnovers down in the red zone. We capitalized on both of those, scored touchdowns, and had a 17-14 game, which was, had only been competitive on the scoreboard. And then they were able to really just flip the game on us. So they scored at the end of the half, long drive, and scored a touchdown, and then got the ball to start the half and a long drive to score a touchdown that extended it now to a three-score game. So we were battling. I think the kids played hard. We didn't play particularly well. But I think Wake Forest had something to do with that. And we come back and at 2-1 and a week off, and excited about getting the kids healthy, getting the kids ready to get into league play and see how we measure up.
Start a little bit more on the defensive side of the ball. As you mentioned, you were able to come up with a couple of big turnovers that led to your first couple touchdowns. But was it more of a – first of all, talk about those big plays, and then was it more of a case that your defense – sort of on the field for quite a while and just sort of wore down against that big Wake Forest line?
Yeah, I mean, I think that had something to do with it. I really think, when you look at things, from a competitive standpoint, we needed to play better, certainly on offense. We needed to control the ball more than we did and keep our defense off the field. But we missed some tackles, and we had a number of opportunities, certainly third and longers, that we've been able to get off the field in the past, and we weren't able to get off the field on Saturday night. So I think it was a combination. I think we could have done certainly a better job offensively and kept the defense off the field, but they also could have gotten themselves off the field probably four or five times in that game where we weren't able to do it. And then, not getting off the field subsequently led to probably playing another 15, 16, 17 snaps. And the snap counts got too high on Saturday night. I mean, we don't need to play 80 snaps deep.
Yeah. We're here with Delaware head coach Dave Brock. If you have a question for Coach Brock this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Offensively, you were without two of your bigger weapons, your quarterback Joe Walker, and your starting tailback Wes Hills. First of all, Blake Rankin fills in at quarterback, had one touchdown pass. What did you see from him on Saturday?
Well, I mean, he did okay. I mean, we dropped a number of balls. I think he missed a couple throws. We have to address our passing game without question. But I thought he did a decent job. I mean, he was under duress in some times. We struggle with their front, and hard for us when you can't get the ball running downhill. Now you got to rely on some things we don't do as well as that. So I didn't think he was our issue, and didn't get as much help as he probably needed. But I thought he went out and competed hard.
Just touching on Joe and Wes, you now go into the bye week before you get into conference play. What's their health status as we head into the bye week?
With my limited medical training, I think that they'll be back. For the James Madison game, we certainly are anticipating them being up for that game. But as with these kids, the players' health and well-being is going to be the first option. So we'll see where they are, after the bye week and what they're going to be able to do, going into the game week prep. And if you don't practice here, you don't play. So the guys have to be able to practice and able to compete during the week for me to feel good about putting them on the field.
As we mentioned, you have now wrapped up the non-conference part of your schedule. As you go into this bye week before conference play starts, what's going to be some of the focus for you and your coaching staff here this week?
Well, I mean, offensively, we've got to throw the ball better to be the team we want to be, in the CAA. Defensively, we got to get healthy. I think we're going to be very competitive. I really like the way we play. I think we're going to be able to do some things in conference play that we haven't shown yet, and that will really help us And then we have to continue to do some of the things that we've done really well, even though the Wake Forest game was probably not as competitive as we would have liked. We were able to turn it over a couple times and score off those turnovers, and we didn't turn it over. We only had really one procedural penalty, so we managed a couple of those things well. We've gotten, great production when we've been in the red zone. We've scored 10 touchdowns out of 11 trips, so we got to find a way to get in there more and then continue scoring and try to build on the positives and play to our strengths. It's a great opportunity to kind of evaluate the three-game deal that we went through, the pluses, the minuses. Now you get a full week where you have a great opportunity to get better and really emphasize those things where you need improvement and then try to stress, making sure that we continue to get better at the things we've done well. Then you hit the ground running Sunday on JMU prep.
Obviously, several CA football members have faced ACC teams this year on the road, and coaches have talked about how difficult it is bouncing back from those type of games. You were, as you mentioned, fortunate to have the bye week, but you guys certainly had great momentum after the first 2 weeks. How do you get that good feeling back and still pull some positives after a game like that?
Yeah, I just think you have to tell the truth and be honest, and the players will understand if you're always telling them the truth, and they'll know what you're going at them with is going to be realistic, and you build on things that you do well, and each week's its own week. I think the thing you can get into a trap with is, feeling like, oh, well, this will be different because this was the result of this game, or this will be different because that was the result. I think you look at how hard it is to go on the road in this league and win. I think you look at the Villanova Towson deal and Richmond Stony Brook, and that's really our first true litmus test of the year for the league. And the league looks as tough and as hard as it's ever been. And you got to get the players to understand that in this league, the season is 1 week at a time. And you figure out that result, and then you move on. And if you can do that, then you'll have a chance to be competitive. And if you win your share, then you got a shot to be the team you want to be.
We're here with Delaware head coach Dave Brock. If you have a question for Coach Brock, just hit *1 on your keypad. I want to talk about a couple of individuals that played pretty well, especially on the defensive end. Ray Jones had that recovered fumble that set up your second TD, finished with 7 tackles. Talk about how you felt like he played on Saturday.
Yeah, Ray. I mean, Ray's done a great job for us. Started every game that he's been here. He's a sophomore now, and he can be a game-changing player. He plays for us a ton on special teams. Really coming into his own, and now back-to-back weeks where he's got a turnover. We've turned the ball over. We've gotten 10 takeaways in 3 games, which is fantastic. We've gotten the ball out a number of times where we haven't gotten it. We need to kind of improve our percentages when we get it out. But Ray has done a great job, and again, each game's another opportunity for him to improve as a player, and he's got a very high ceiling, and we're just trying to coach him and get him to play as close to that as we can.
You talked about all the turnovers you guys have been able to force among the top teams in the country in FCS in that category. Was that a focus coming into the season, and how much better does that make your life as a head coach when you got a defense that's able to get the ball back for you like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no question, and we need to make sure that's stressed is something we've done well that needs to continue, because that's really ultimately in this league, I think, how you win. You get turnovers, and then you create points off of turnovers, and it's interesting. In our situation, last year we didn't get a lot of turnovers. It's been a point of emphasis. We're a much more experienced group of players. They've played together now for a full year going into their second year, and even in 3 games, we've got 49 points off of turnovers this year, and last season in 11 games we had 31 points off of turnovers. So it can have a dramatic effect on our ability to be successful. Going forward, we just need to continue the trend that we're on, which is taking care of the football offensively. We only have 1 for the year, and then taking it away on defense where we have 10. We did fumble a punt return on special teams.
All right, Dave, thanks for your time today. Enjoy the bye week, and I look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Appreciate you.
All right, take care.